What if I told you that the plastic water bottle in your hand, the lotion you applied this morning, and the receipt you just touched are all quietly sabotaging your hormones? We're living in an estrogenic minefield surrounded by synthetic chemicals that mimic estrogen, the hormone that orchestrates everything from metabolism to mood, fertility to fat storage. These compounds, called estrogenics, don't just pass through your system harmlessly. They latch onto estrogen receptors throughout your body, hijacking the delicate hormonal signals that keep you healthy. The result? Rising rates of obesity, plummeting fertility, skyrocketing cancer diagnoses, and hormonal chaos that's reshaping human health in real time. This isn't fear-mongering, it's biology. And the most unsettling part? These chemicals aren't just affecting you. They're altering the genetic expression of your children and grandchildren, creating health problems that echo across generations. Plants evolved chemical weapons, including phytoestrogens, compounds that mimic estrogen in animal bodies. We historically encountered these in small, scattered doses. Modern food processing delivers concentrated phytoestrogens in unprecedented amounts. The numbers are staggering. You'd need 10,000 cups of black beans to match the phytoestrogens in one cup of soybeans. Flaxseed contains 379,380 micrograms per 100 grams versus soybeans 100,920 micrograms. These aren't trace amounts. They're pharmacological doses disguised as health food. Soy appears everywhere: infant formula, protein bars, meat substitutes, and hidden as vegetable oil in processed foods. Buddhist monks historically ate tofu to reduce libido. They understood what science now confirms. A 2015 study praised soy for preserving bone density in postmenopausal women, exactly what estrogen does. The conflicts of interest? One author advised a soy snack company. Another held a soy isoflavone patent. Less publicized research tells another story. Studies since the 1950s linked soy to infant goiter and tumor growth. A 2014 review identified six major risks: increased breast cancer risk, male fertility problems, hypothyroidism, mineral-blocking anti-nutrients, harmful processing byproducts, and thyroid dysfunction. Yet soy products flood stores as wholesome alternatives. Estrogenic threats extend far beyond plants. Zearalenone, a mold toxin found on grains, coffee, and chocolate, is the only known mycoestrogen, a fungal estrogen causing liver tumors, brain damage, reproductive impairment, and DNA toxicity. Russia limits it to 1,000 micrograms per kilogram in food, Europe to 20 to 350. The United States has no limits. Atrazine, America's second most used herbicide, sees 80 million pounds sprayed annually, despite Europe banning it since 2004. Low doses cause developmental toxicity and embryonic death in mice, with links to human birth defects. The contamination is severe. 5% of raw water samples contain levels 24 times higher than those causing reproductive abnormalities in frogs. Your bathroom cabinet harbors its own arsenal: triclosan in antibacterial soaps, alkyl phenols in detergents, benzophenone in sunscreens, parabens in cosmetics, all exhibit estrogenic activity and penetrate your skin. Sunscreen chemicals are particularly concerning. Ultraviolet light can permanently bond them to estrogen receptors, creating an on switch your body can't turn off. Women who use fragrance have 167% higher phthalate levels in their urine. The BPA panic spawned BPA-free products that merely substituted bisphenol S or similar chemicals with equivalent, sometimes worse, estrogenic effects. This regrettable substitution pervades the chemical industry. Unlike phthalates, plastic softeners, BPA forms the backbone of hard plastics. Being fat-loving, it heavily contaminates oil-based products. Though the FDA banned BPA from baby bottles in 2012, enforcement remains weak. Phthalates warrant equal concern. These softeners leach into food and beverages, linking to attention deficits in children. They lurk in shower curtains, vinyl flooring, food packaging, and that innocuous fragrance on ingredient labels. Heating food in plastic, storing acidic or fatty foods in plastic, or leaving water bottles in hot cars dramatically increases chemical migration. These compounds accumulate in fat tissue, including yours, creating cascading hormonal effects. The plastic revolution brought convenience, but we're only beginning to grasp the biological price. Municipal water systems have become repositories for estrogenic compounds. Birth control hormones like EE2, synthetic estrogen, pass through sewage treatment unchanged, creating continuous hormonal contamination in waterways. Swiss Lake Thun whitefish developed gonad deformations from EE2. Wisconsin River walleye acquired sulfury flavor from alkyl phenols. Florida alligators test positive for phthalates. This is systemic contamination. Dairy products concentrate these problems dramatically. Grocery store cow milk contained alkyl phenols at 17,000 nanograms per liter. Goat milk reached 88,000. Holstein cows showed atrazine blood levels of 739,000 nanograms per liter. The estrogenic mold toxin, zearalenone, contaminates animal feed and transfers directly to milk and meat. Water contamination is particularly insidious due to the estrogenic cocktail effect. Multiple compounds create additive and synergistic impacts far worse than any single chemical. Your morning water might contain birth control hormones, herbicide residues, plastic additives, and industrial chemicals, all disrupting your endocrine system simultaneously. Estrogenic exposure creates 7 devastating health impacts. First, estrogenics hijack fat metabolism by accumulating in adipose tissue and activating PPAR gamma, the fat switch that creates new fat cells while blocking fat breakdown. American obesity rates tripled from 10% to 30% between 1990 and 2010, despite stable caloric intake. We're being chemically programmed to store fat. Second, estrogenics devastate testosterone. Modern men have half the testosterone of men in the 1940s, affecting development, behavior, fertility, and vitality. Third, estrogenics link to depression and mental health disorders, with higher suicide rates among oral contraceptive users. Fourth, estrogenics increase cancer risk. Global breast cancer rates rose 256% between 1980 and 2010. Fifth, estrogenics disrupt immune function bidirectionally, both overstimulating responses to attack healthy tissue and suppressing defenses against infections and cancer. Sixth, estrogenics increase blood clotting risks, with birth control pills commonly causing thrombophilia. Finally, estrogenics reduce fertility and cause transgenerational damage. A 2015 study exposed fish eggs to BPA for 7 days before returning them to pure water. By the third generation, fertility dramatically declined, despite no additional exposure. Estrogenic changes pass through epigenetics and amplify over time. You're potentially programming disease into your grandchildren's DNA. After years of failed attempts, a warm Florida night brought success, a magnificent 7-foot tarpon after 40 exhausting minutes. That victory crystallized a simple truth: the natural world as it was meant to be is worth fighting for. The estrogenic crisis represents a fundamental disconnect between our chemical-laden environment and the natural systems our bodies evolved within. The solution requires action at every level. Individuals must make informed choices, replace plastic with glass or stainless steel, scrutinize labels for fragrance and estrogenic ingredients, choose whole foods, filter drinking water, avoid heating food in plastic, and consider natural alternatives to hormonal birth control. Improve your omega-3 to omega-6 ratio through fish oil and grass-fed products while avoiding inflammatory seed oils. Use saunas to accelerate toxin elimination. But individual action isn't enough. Corporations must develop genuinely safer alternatives rather than swapping one harmful chemical for another. Governments should adopt the precautionary principle, considering chemicals dangerous until proven safe, and implement stricter regulations like Europe's, which has banned thousands of chemicals still permitted in America. Most critically, we need transparency. The current system allows fragrance to hide dozens of undisclosed chemicals. Your daily choices matter, not just for your health, but for children not yet born. Every glass container you choose, every processed food you skip, every ingredient you question is an act of resistance against the chemical assault reshaping human biology. Your body remembers what balance feels like. It's time to fight your way back to it.